Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey, guess who doesn't have a healthy quarterback again?
Let me guess. The San Francisco 49ers.
They're the best. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the starter. I'm absolutely convinced of it.
Will you stop with that?
No. There's a reason for my madness.
Okay.
One, it will make every host at this radio station pull off their own heads and shower the ceiling in plasma from their rage. And the other thing is, it will make the fan base crazy. Mm-hmm. And frankly, no fan base deserves it more than this one.
Why?
Because they're annoying on an almost, not on an almost daily basis, on an almost hourly basis.
But do you think it's specific to the Niners, or do you just think all fan bases
are annoying? Yeah, all fan bases are populated largely by sheep, but 49er fans and their obsession with a quarterback is particularly irritating. And not only because they're the ones that confront us most often. Mm-hmm. But Brock Purdy's elbow can't be operated on today because it's still swollen and red and cranky. Mm-hmm. So now they pushed it back to, what is it, March 5th, I think?
Well, it's just early March.
Yeah, early March.
Exact date.
And that's if the swelling goes down.
Right.
And if not, then he's going to miss time in the regular season because they say it's a six-month process.
Right.
And if he gets it done on time, which is early March, the season starts in early September. And the fact that they say 6 months doesn't necessarily mean that he's game ready at 6 months. So either Trey Lance is going to A, be cured, and B, be brilliant, or bring back Jimmy.
You don't think he got priced out? You don't think the market, that was the whole thing. Oh, we got Jimmy on a good deal. Jimmy's going to essentially, even if he didn't play this past season, which he did and he played really well, but even if he didn't play, there were a lot of quarterbacks out there that were garbage, and Jimmy Garoppolo is better than them.
But this is a better shopping offseason for teams that need a quarterback. I mean, you've got Aaron Rodgers. You've got Derek Carr. You know, you've got the usual flotsam and jetsam behind that. If Geno Smith doesn't get franchise tagged for some reason, somebody's going to want him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the market for Jimmy Garoppolo outside San Francisco is going to be nearly as robust as people think. Because it wasn't last year either, but there was a reason for that.
Right. And it's the same thing with Jimmy. My question with anybody that is looking to keep Jimmy and why this might lend itself to your argument to have to possibly find Jimmy still in a Niner jersey would just be the injuries. I mean, what are you signing Jimmy to if you are the Jets or whoever? How many years do you think Jimmy has? And on top of that, how many years do you think he has versus how good you think he is, right? I mean, the Aaron Rodgers rental, that's a little bit different than a Jimmy Garoppolo 2-year, 3-year deal when he hasn't really proven majority of the time, he hasn't played majority of the season. And I know it's Kyle Shanahan, so maybe people are saying, let's get him out of the red and gold and see what he can do. But I don't know how many teams would be, hey, this is our guy. One, just from a Jimmy Garoppolo standpoint, I think he's a fine quarterback, but just this is the guy that's going to take us over the top. Now you're talking about a bridge quarterback that can't stay healthy.
Yeah, but how many teams are that close to playing in a Super Bowl at this point? Like five?
Well, that goes,
and
right.
And the all the other ones have their quarterback.
Yes.
So we're talking about that next tier of teams that is trying to get from 7-10 to 8-9.
That's the Jets.
And, well, it's absolutely the Jets, but it's also Carolina. It's, you know, you can go through the list. I mean,
I think I put the Jets above. Carolina. I would put the Jets and the Saints in that category. And whatever, I don't know what to do with the Bucks.
Oh, I think we know what to do with the Bucks.
Hell, Ray, please go
no,
on.
Oh no, they're battered, fried, and ready to eat. But that whole division, all I'm saying is the teams that are going to be shopping for quarterbacks are not the Super Bowl contenders. They're the ones who honestly believe that they could get into the playoffs if they upgraded a quarterback.
Right.
And I think Jimmy Garoppolo would be an upgrade. And I'm not saying that he's going to be back, but I do like the fact that everybody was sure he was gone last year. And Kyle Shanahan said, not so fast.
Well, so he went out and said the same thing.
And if he's looking at Purdy's not ready, we've looked at Lance and we still don't like enough about him. Because, look, that's been the real knock on him more than the injury. It's that they don't like his arm as much as they thought they would, and they don't think he's as good a runner as they thought he'd be. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't Kyle Shanahan just say, you know what, if those are my choices, the injured Brock Purdy or the incomplete Trey Lance, and Garoppolo hasn't signed with anybody, bring him back again.
So why
he's a better backup than any other backup in the game.
But why continue to, even after you knew Brock was injured and you know what can come with surgery anytime you're going under the knife, and you know that there's a lot you don't know with Trey Lance, why sit up there in that press conference and just immediately say, no, Jimmy will not be back? Do you think at this point Kyle Shanahan just doesn't care? Hey, I can say what I want. It doesn't matter. When the facts change, opinions change.
Yes. I think that's exactly what every coach believes.
Yeah, just say, say what you need at the time.
Well, yeah, because nothing about what they say is ever binding. Mm-hmm. You're never forced to. And it's not a question of lying. It's just, this is what I think today.
Yeah.
And in a week, I'll probably think something else. And right. You'll buy it hook, line, and sinker because you want the quotes. So I that's what I think. Now, do I think he wants to bring back Garoppolo? No, it sounds like their relationship is not as good as it was a year ago.
Right.
But he's also an incredible pragmatist. And he knows that Super Bowl windows do not stay open for very long.
Right.
And this one may have one, two more years left in it before he's got to start recycling good players. And at that point, if he's looking at no Purdy, don't like Lance, where do you shop? You know, bring in one of the 40 McCown brothers?
But here's the thing, though. If you keep Jimmy, right, you're going to, again, his market isn't bad. It's just he's going to be more expensive than he was this year.
Yeah.
You can assume. So if you keep Jimmy, Brock is a question mark, but he's not going to be done all season. So then if you keep Jimmy and you're playing Jimmy and you're paying Jimmy, and now Brock is ready whenever he's ready in week two, week three, whatever. Do you just insert Brock because you felt the offense looked better and you sit Jimmy on the bench and pay him to ride pine?
That's not a decision they have to make until the decision comes time. But I don't think he wants to go into next season with no quarterback that he can trust.
Look, Ray, you got to move on from Jimmy. Get you a
Taylor. I don't have to.
Get you a Taylor Heinicke and let's just keep it moving.
Taylor Heinicke. Couldn't hold his job in Washington.
He got moxie. He reminds me of
older
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, he's got grit.
He's a high motor guy.
Yeah, he's one of your classic great backup white quarterbacks.
That's right. Leave. You know, he can make the easy throws, Ray.
Yeah. The only thing I'm saying, and I don't think Garoppolo's coming back either. I just would like the schadenfreude. I would like people to be angry about this.
You want to see the world burn.
Yes. Because let's face it, what has the world done that means it doesn't deserve to burn?
It depends on who you ask, Ray.
Well, I've asked me, and every time my answer is the same.
You know, I just want to give a quick shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line in the YouTube chat, Ray.
Well, you go ahead.
What do you think about that?
I don't need to know.
So
no, you go ahead. Shout out whichever of those reprobate hyenas you want.
No, I'm just
keep me out.
I am shouting them out as a whole.
Oh, as a class of people.
Yes, I'm shouting them out as a whole for doing what they do, because me and Ray were talking, in the pre-show, and a lot of times I'm doing the night show, and Ray the text line is never open. So I'm rushing to get ready for the show. Ray's not logged in. I got to log in. So it's very nice. And I finally figured out why Ray makes me log into this stuff. It's because you're just not about that life. You're not about the text life.
I don't want to know what my opinion is, so I'm certainly not going to ask anybody else what theirs is.
Well, I just wanted to give them a quick shout out.
There. Well, no, I think you should befriend them as best you can.
But
I mean, they'll turn on you.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I'm well aware.
They're vicious little criminals.
I am well aware.
I find life is easier going home at night knowing I haven't talked to any of them.
Wow. All right. You know, it depends on the day.
As you get older, you'll discover that people are incredibly overrated.
All right. Well, I mean, not just overrated.
There ought to be a bounty on them. And if you could make a decent coat out of human skin, there would be.
Wow. You know, you're not disappointing right now, Ray.
But it's early.
It is still early. And I did want to let everybody know. So John, who's back here producing, another fellow Alamedan. And I'm thinking tomorrow, Ray, why don't we all carpool together? What do you think about that? We all live in Alameda.
Yeah, well, I ride the boat.
I can ride. What time? We'll just hop on in.
You know what? We'll get to a break and I'll figure out what boat I want to get on.
Okay.
Because I've got stuff to do in the morning.
You let me know.
And I will.
You let me know.
No, the boat's great.
Oh, I love it.
Especially going home when the bar is open.
Okay.
Because nothing says entertainment like washing away the stain of another day here.
After that?
Just pouring something down that's like deeply purple or fizzy.
There you go.
And just, you know what? I want to be half blind by the time I get home.
Wow. Well, the you got to be getting after it because the boat ride is not that long, right?
No, it's 20 minutes, which means you have to pack a lot of drinking in.
Yeah, you got to get it in quick. Get it in quickly.
I order mine with a sippy cup.
Okay.
That way there's less spillage.
Right.
And that's important on a rough night like tonight will be.
Okay, well.
Because there'll be some waves.
You know, people will be drinking if Jimmy Garoppolo does come back.
I'm comfortable with that. I'm completely, that's the only reason I want him to come back is that it will make the largest number of people angry.
Where would you put him, where are you at in the Jimmy Garoppolo versus Derek Carr conversation?
You have to define your terms because are we talking about as a 49er quarterback or as just a quarterback in general?
Well, I would say if you are the Jets and it's the same, let's just say for the sake of the drill, it's the same deal. And you are the Jets. The Jets have been sounds like everything went well with Derek Carr. They even said, hey, you win some games here, we'll make you a first ballot Hall of Famer. So they're really going. They're really lying. They're really just saying whatever they can say. But
you'll be the Nobel Prize winner in chemistry.
You know what, Derek? We're going to turn
you. You'll be Miss America.
You will. Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo. They're both on line one for the Jets, and the Jets get their pick. Same deal. Who would you go with?
Probably Carr. Because the one thing that you don't know about Garoppolo is how he would do in a system that is more quarterback dependent than the 49ers is.
And I think that's a question that we are getting to with Brock Purdy. And it's hard to say that without people thinking you're being disrespectful. We're not being disrespectful. That's just a really good offense with a lot of weapons.
List the most important players on the offensive side. You're going to go through four guys before you get to the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Start with McCaffrey and or Trent Williams. Mm-hmm. You can have them 1 and 1A if you want. Then either Kittle or Samuel.
Right.
So there's 2 and 2A. Now, you know, who's more important, your quarterback or your tight end? Normally, it would be the quarterback.
Right.
On this team, I don't think it is. Because Shanahan has constructed an offensive system wherein you don't have to have Patrick Mahomes for everything to go well. Because you've got all these other weapons that allow you to do the things you want to do. Because the 49ers scored a ton of points last year.
They did.
And they scored a ton of points in 2019, too. You know, when they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they did it with an offense that wasn't high-powered, and it wasn't throw deep and hope for the best. It was grind clock and run the ball. I mean, people keep referring to that the conference final against Green Bay when they only threw the ball eight times.
Right.
And they think that was a lack of faith in Jimmy Garoppolo. No, it wasn't. It was a lack of respect for the Green Bay rush defense.
Yeah.
He says, we're going to do what works. And this is what's working all day long.
Yeah, but I think that we've learned. That's the thing about this whole Jalen Hurts situation. He's going to get the bag. They're going to bring in the Brinks truck, and that's all fine and good. And I hope Jalen Hurts plays very well. We all know his story. We all watched him. He's gotten better every year, but this was his breakout year. And because of the timing, the Eagles are going to have to pay him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we know right now what Jalen Hurts is with an outstanding roster. But once you pay him, that roster is not going to look like that. I don't know what Jalen Hurts is. We know what Patrick Mahomes is with a B roster, dare I call it a B minus C plus roster. I'm not saying this year it was that, but I don't know if it was a roster for sure. But it's Patrick Mahomes.
Well, it's Patrick Mahomes, but also Kansas City committed to improving its offensive line, which is the second most important part of any team.
Yes.
I mean, nobody recognizes it because it's not fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But part of why Jalen Hurts was Jalen Hurts this year was because Philadelphia's offensive line was regarded by anyone who paid any attention as by far the best offensive line in football. And because it was the best offensive line in football, Jalen Hurts could do stuff that he wouldn't have been able to do a year ago and might not be able to do in two more years when some of those guys, you know, signed free agent deals in other places.
So he got paid in part.
And deservedly.
Right. He got paid in part because of their play and his ability, you know, to elude and also their ability to keep him safe. They pay him. Now they can't pay what helped him stay safe and perform at the level, partly. I'm not taking anything away from Jalen Hurts. So it's this cycle, and I don't know what Jalen Hurts will be with a... If this was an A roster and they got to the Super Bowl, almost won it, but this isn't horseshoes. You came up against Patrick Mahomes. Now you pay him. Will he ever have this good of a roster again? I don't know.
He could have this good of an offensive line again.
Yeah.
That helps a lot. I mean, who was their extraordinary wide receiver? Who was the one that you say, that's the best guy in football? They had two pretty good wide receivers, but not magic.
No, you had...
And the point is, those guys are definitely top 12, top 15.
Right.
And they had time to get open because Jalen Hurts had time to wait for them to get open.
Right.
And that's why I say the offensive line is the second most important part of your football team. It just... Your quarterback thrives behind a good offensive line. If your quarterback thrives, your wide receivers thrive.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that situation with Jalen Hurts is unique to Jalen Hurts. Again, this is no slight. I think that's how most quarterbacks are.
Yeah.
So then Patrick Mahomes is an alien. We shouldn't even include him in these conversations anymore. I think Joe Burrow to some degree because he hasn't had a great offensive line, but he gets the ball out quickly. So then getting back to Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy, you have them in these great situations. Jimmy Garoppolo, and I think that's why he's probably going to move on, but if I'm another team going back to the idea of paying him, we probably saw Jimmy Garoppolo, the best version of Jimmy Garoppolo this year, because there's no roster that he's going to that's going to be as good as this Niners roster.
Well, exactly. That's why I think the market for him will not be as swollen as people think it will be
at the beginning of
if he's still waiting for a home run, he might have to settle for a loud single or a double maybe from here, and that, you know, maybe that happens in August when Kyle Shanahan sees what he's got and isn't happy with it.
And at this point, Kyle Shanahan, you could almost just make a joke about it. If I'm Kyle Shanahan and I get up there, if Jimmy is back, well, guys, we're back at it again. Yeah. The media just laughs and nobody cares that a couple months ago he said, no, he's out of here.
Yeah, because the thing is, I know what Kyle Shanahan wants to do, but he is pragmatic enough to know that if you can't do what you want to do, you do what you have to do.
Right.
And that's what he did last year, because they couldn't wait to get rid of him last year, and they couldn't. And so when time came and, you know, nobody knew what Brock Purdy was. He was still, you know, in the box with the styrofoam peanuts.
Right.
And, you know, Jalen Hurts has not made them fall in love with him yet. They go, okay, the best backup quarterback is the one we've been trying to put on the front lawn like a fraternity couch, and nobody took him. So let's sign him. And they did. And people had great laughs about that. Except then Lance goes down. Garoppolo saves their bacon, essentially. Mm-hmm. Then he goes down.
Right.
And then Purdy thrives. So the result is that now people now believe that the 49ers have a system that doesn't need an elite quarterback. They'd like to have one.
Yeah.
But they don't need one.
But do you think that how people continue to say that and, oh, because of this roster, do you think just looking at, and not that there are a bunch of elite quarterbacks running around, but you could remove some of the eliteness of your roster and it will be made up with an elite quarterback. I guess, when is the last time a Super Bowl was won the way Kyle Shanahan is trying to win it?
I don't know that it's ever been done that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when the Ravens won the first time,
right?
They didn't have a great offense under any circumstances, but they had a epical defense.
Right?
They could hold the other team to minus three. So they would basically just strangle you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Trent Dilfer would just say, please don't throw four interceptions and we'll be fine.
And he said, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, and then he'd throw three.
And he won.
Yeah, but that's probably the closest comp.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is, you know, Kyle Shanahan, and I don't know if this is what he prefers, but this is what he can do. What he can do is, I can make an offense score a lot of points, even though my quarterback is not directly responsible for it.
Right.
And so now he's got that reputation because he's done this with a guy who was Tom Brady's backup. Then he's now done it with a guy who was picked last in the draft. So you are what you show yourself to be. What he's shown himself to be is a guy who, you give him a great running back, you give him competent wide receivers, you give him 2/3 of a good offensive line and a great defense, and I score 31. You score 31, you have one of the best offenses in football.
Yeah.
It may not look like Kansas City's, and it may not look like Cincinnati's, but not everybody gets to have Burrow or Mahomes. And I would include Josh Allen in that. I would almost include Justin Herbert in that, but the Chargers are such a pie fight.
I don't know.
You can't blow a 27-0 playoff lead.
You can't.
And that's not on him. That's on a shambolic and injury-riddled defense. But Justin Herbert has not done the magic thing yet.
Not yet.
So he's clearly a step below that group.
Yeah. As we go through each year, though, that list continues to get bigger. We have the older QBs who are now riding off into the sunset, obviously, Peyton Manning, and then you have Phillip Rivers and Drew Brees, and obviously Tom Brady now. And you have this new regime. And if you're a Niner fan, maybe you think Brock Purdy is this piece of it. Maybe you think Trey Lance is this piece of it. But it does feel like there are QBs that are coming out that are more ready-made than in the past. And that's why everybody's, let's go. Is Tua good enough or not? Are these guys good enough or not? And the guys that aren't good in year one, year two, they get question marks. So Kyle Shanahan, he's just on a completely different time period in how he's trying to do it. And who knows? He might have done it if Brock Purdy doesn't get hurt. I have no clue. But what I do know is this. You can score as much as you want in the regular season, but if you don't have a guy in the postseason and you have to go up against one of the guys, I don't know if the Kyle Shanahan template works.
Well, it hasn't worked yet.
It hasn't worked yet.
So he should be fired, is what you're saying.
No.
Well, that's what we're going with until this break is over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.